Hi, man. So what you been up to? How you been, man?
I've been good, man. Just really, right now, I've just been up to working on this Get It Boys project. You know, my clique, the Get It Boys, consists of me, my older brother, OG.
Yeah.
My two younger cousins, Spiffy and Famous, and my homeboy, MC, and my other homeboy, L. Hood. So we've been working on the Get It Boy project. We're about to do a Get It Boy photo shoot tomorrow for the project. And you're probably going to be hearing and seeing more about the project next year.
Okay, is the album going to be called Ghetto Boy?
No, the album is called Get It Boy. I don't know what the album is called yet. I think I want to call it Get Your Money Right, but I don't know yet.
Okay. Let's go way back in time. Like, where did you get your name Chingy from?
Name Chingy comes from, it was actually a saying that me and my homeboys used to say for, like, people with money.
Okay. And who influenced you to start rapping and shit?
Actually, man, it was something I just grew into. You know, I was a big hip-hop fan at a younger age.
Right.
Like, loving MD, Run DMC, Grandmaster Flash,
Yeah.
Cool Moe D, Big Daddy Kane, Dizzy Quick, N.W.A., LL Cool J. You know, I was real into hip-hop at a young age, so I kind of just grew to love it and have a passion for it, and it was just something I just wanted to do.
Tight. And, you know, when I heard your first, like, big-ass single, when you had Nate Dogg on there, then I heard you worked with DJ Quick, I was like, damn. Like, you must be influenced by the West Coast hip-hop, is that right?
Yeah, I'm definitely influenced by the West Coast hip-hop. I'm influenced by East Coast hip-hop. I'm everywhere. But, a lot of my favorite artists come from the West Coast.
Yeah.
As well. So, you know. And I think, like, where I'm from, we have, like, more of the same mentality as West Coast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where most of the mentalities come from.
Okay. A lot of your fans emailed me, like, can you ask him to, is it possible you could do a DJ Quick on your, like, a full album with DJ Quick? Is that possible? Like, would you consider that?
A full album with DJ Quick?
Like, yeah, have him produce the majority of the songs or something.
Yeah, do you know, right now DJ Quick is a friend of mine, and I wouldn't mind doing it, you know. I wouldn't mind doing it. It's just all about our work schedules and how,
right,
you know, it'll come together.
Okay. And did you record any more songs that didn't make the first and second album?
Actually, I recorded a couple songs with Quick that didn't go on the album. I recorded like two songs with him.
Oh, what can we see that end up?
I don't know what I'm gonna do with them songs.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with them songs yet.
Okay. You know, you had Tyrese on your big single right now, and could we expect you on Tyrese's upcoming album?
Yeah, I did a song with Tyrese on his album.
Can you tell us about that?
It should be on there.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
Name of the song is That You Scared.
Okay.
That's the name of the song, You Scared.
The new album you got out right now is like two different kind of styles. Like, you got the club side and you got the hood side. What made you go like different routes?
Actually, I kind of got that from when I was listening to the album. And I was already gonna call it Hood Star.
Yeah.
But I kinda got that from the title. I heard the songs that were more hardcore, more had a street edge to them, and
right,
versus the party songs and all that. So I kinda just separated all the songs and just made it into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. And like, what song is real special to you on the new album?
The song Cadillac Burn.
Why is that?
Because it's like dealing with like my past, my past experiences, struggling,
mm-hmm.
and just trying to make it in this business. And just like tragedies in my life, family, friends, and just getting different jobs, getting fired from different jobs,
right.
hustling in the street, you know, all that, all of my
right.
past struggles that I kind of went through. And that's basically what that song is about. So that song is like, it's more of a personal song than anything.
Yeah. You know, you work with a lot of producers and rappers over the years.
Yeah.
Would you like to do a collab album with anyone out there that you haven't worked with?
Actually, I want to work with Dr. Dre. I want to work with Dr. Dre. I want to work with 50 Cent.
Uh-huh.
I want to work with, I want to work with Alicia Keys.
Right.
I want to work with, a couple of people, man. Mariah Carey. It's a lot of people.
I'm sure it's going to happen. I'm sure it's going to happen soon. Sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm definitely working on it.
And where would you see yourself if you weren't successful in this rap game right now? What would you be doing?
Probably, if I went in the rap game right now, man, I probably would have went to school or something, went to college.
Okay.
And try to do something in college or something, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Or I might be hustling in the street,
yeah.
you know, or
mm-hmm.
something like that. Or, you know, just trying to find a way to eat.
When can we expect you to come tour out in Europe?
Hopefully, you know, I'll probably be doing that after this tour I do in January here in the States.
That will be tight, man, when you come out here.
Oh, yeah, that'll be beautiful.
The artists are not, like, selling, like, as many units as they used to a few years ago. What do you think is
yeah.
the main cause for that?
Main cause, I think, is for that. I think it's too much downloading.
Uh-huh.
They can get the music too many different ways now.
Yeah.
So if I can go on something and download this song I like of yours, or download a song or two I like of yours, without buying an album or whatever, that
yeah.
they do that, or they, you know, that they just get burnt CDs and everything like that. So,
uh-huh. So
I think that pretty much has a lot to do with why artists are not really selling that much.
Yeah, but do you think that helps the artist too? Like, is it just negative or is it positive in some ways too?
I don't really think it helps. I don't think it helps. I think it takes away from the artist.
Okay.
I mean, it takes away from the artist selling.
Alright. What does Chingy do when he isn't in the studio or writing songs? What do you do on your spare time?
I like to go to the movies, man. I like to shoot darts. I like to just hang out with my people.
Okay.
But a lot of the times I'm always in the studio because that's what I love to do.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
10 years from now, man, hopefully I'll be running my record company, helping other artists, have a couple different businesses going on, franchises, and just being a businessman and, you know, getting money.
Okay, and the last question is, like, you know, with all the global warming threat and it being as big as it is right now, what does Chingy do to help the planet? And can you give any advice to people to what they should do to help the planet?
What you should do to help the planet is not pollute it.
Right.
Don't pollute the planet. And for us, we're human beings, and for us on Earth that have to live every day versus
right.
the government and all these people, they need to look more into that situation as
yeah.
helping.
Yeah.
I mean, really, 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 really take a care of Earth and the planet and what revolves around it. You know, we can only do so much being everyday folks living here. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
like the president and the government and all them, they need to, that's something they have to work on. We really not in position to where, I mean, we can try to make a statement and go protest and go do something and say stop this or do
yeah.
this. But 9 times out of 10, they have to take on that responsibility.
True.
You know, they got the power over us. So.
Yeah. All right, man, that's about it. Do you have any last words for the fans?
Here's for album in stores. If you ain't got one, go get it. But I got a men's clothing line. Gonna be coming out in a women's clothing line, a men's clothing line called Real Marine. the women's clothing line called Pink Monkey. Look out for that. And just look out for that Get It Boy project coming in the Hood Squad in the store. That's it. And I appreciate everybody's support.